Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Los Angeles. And every week we talk about topics that are dealing with mental health issues. My bias, if you want to call it that, is that of a more holistic approach, which is body, mind, and spirit, knowing that the key word in any life is balance. And without dealing with all aspects of us in therapy and in whatever you're seeking in terms of your own self-improvement, it's still about balance. It's still about addressing what's going on in our minds, what's going on in our hearts and souls, what's going on in our bodies, because our bodies are always communicating to us in terms of sending us messages when it's had too much, when we're holding on to too much and it can't heal or handle it, when it's feeling joyful and we're feeling light, when we're feeling heavy, or when there's aches and pains, our bodies are always speaking to us. And this is all very much connected in my mind to what is going on in our minds. And hence the title, Tell the Truth Faster, which really is about when the signals are coming to us and we're feeling heaviness and we're feeling pain. What is it we're not addressing? What are we not being honest about? What is it we're withholding in terms of speaking to someone in our lives or just within our own minds and hearts? So Tell the Truth Faster is just about that. And each week we deal with various topics, and tonight's topic is depression. Something I think all of us can relate to, some of us more than others, and all of us as human beings feel things at different points in our lives that are difficult for us to handle. Sometimes it's just sadness. Sometimes it's something that weighs heavy on us. It's fear. It's anger. Sometimes we're not in touch with what the feelings are. There are a lot of different ways of describing depression. And all of us get sad. Sadness in it of itself is not necessarily depression. To me, depression for most people is more of an absence of emotion, a numbing, a non-feeling, or being lost so deeply in some sense of some place of darkness that even the feeling of sadness may permeate everything we're doing, but there's more in there that the sadness, we're using the sadness and or the depression, as we might call it, to block the truth, to block the reality of something that needs to be handled. And depression is a place sometimes we go to. Now, there are different forms of depression. There's clinical depression, which we're going to get into, which tends to be more long-lasting, biochemical in its origin, and then there's situational depression, things that we feel temporarily in our lives, maybe from the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job or some things we're struggling with, and we just feel stuck, depressed, and unable to move. So tonight we're going to be talking about all those things, and I remind my listeners that this is a live call-in show, so if you want to participate in the show, if you have some things to share, to relate to, if you're dealing with some issues you want to maybe get some insight with by talking about it on the air, the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. And if you're in the local Phoenix area, it's 602-277-5369. On January 9th of this year, there was an article in the Los Angeles Times, and the title of it is Study Details Steep Rise in Depression Therapy. And I'll read a little bit of it to you. The number of Americans treated for depression soared from 1.7 million to 6.3 million from 1987 to 1997, and the proportion of those receiving antidepressants doubled, researchers say. The researchers attributed the sharp increase to the emergence of aggressively marketed new drugs like Prozac, the rise of managed care, and an easing of the stigma attached to the disease. The study found that the share of patients who used antidepressant medications climbed from 37% to nearly 75%. At the same time, the proportion who received psychotherapy declined from 71% to 60%. Now, that in and of itself concerns me. While I, being as metaphysical and holistic as the therapist may be, I also know from my own experience of being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder as an adult at 45 years old and opting for medication after years of trying so many other things from a more spiritual and metaphysical bent, those medications were a godsend. I do believe that metaphysically speaking, spiritually speaking, that whatever helps create things naturally in this world also helps the human mind create things that can be used to great benefit for society and for individuals. And so it really opened my mind up to the fact that there is a time and a place in any holistic and metaphysical approach to things for more mainstream and allopathic approaches in combination with. It's not an either or. But when you hear statistics like that the use of antidepressants have risen so high and that the use of psychotherapy has declined by people who are depressed, it's very typical of, especially in our culture, where the whole thing is, I have a headache, take an aspirin. I have an ache and pain, pop a pill. Whatever the situation is, we're very quick to look for some kind of pill and medication to quickly fix something. There are a lot of people, even with ADD like I have, who don't understand that it's not just about taking a medication. It's about taking the medication so that you are able then to have easier access to your own inner resources in order to change beliefs and change behaviors so that maybe at some point you may not need the medication, but even if you need to continue the medication, at least there's a different structure and a different sense of self and a different sense of connectedness to the world within and around us. It's the same thing with antidepressants. The antidepressants in and of themselves are not the complete story. That if you're being prescribed an antidepressant, there is still work to be done. But the antidepressant, if it's working effectively for you, allows you to access your own inner resources and learn how to access those inner resources from a place that's not blocked by the depression and the fear and the sadness and all the other things that are going on. You can actually start moving through, but that still takes work with a therapist and whatever other resources might be available to you. So, again, we live in a society where people want a quick fix. I mean, we see what's going on with alcoholism, drug abuse, and stuff like that. It's part of, yes, brain chemistry, but it's also part of a society that has built that into our psyche, and it takes a commitment to change that within our own selves, that the antidepressants can be a real godsend for many people, and I know for a fact they have been for many of my clients and friends, certain relatives, but it's not to be done without taking other personal responsibilities to our own health and well-being and change and our ability to change, because that's where the confidence level starts growing, and that's where the self-esteem issues start changing. Because if you put all the power into that pill and say, well, I'm only feeling this way because I'm on this medication, and you've done nothing to change the inner workings of your mind and heart and the behavior patterns and the belief systems that you've held on to so long and that got reinforced through the depression, then you're missing the boat on a big part of it, and you're not giving yourself credit. You're giving the medication all the credit. You're not giving yourself credit. So if that medication has been taken away, you're immediately going back into a level of fear. Oh, my God, if I don't have the medication, I'm going to be stuck again. And again, that's where psychotherapy comes in, that's where books come in, that's where workshops come in, anything that allows you a greater sense of self-empowerment. And I know in a lot of ways it's where 12-step programs take issue sometimes with people in recovery using medications, because again, they're putting their power into the medication. But people even in recovery that I know who have opted to treat their ADD with medication as well as therapy, people who have opted to treat their depression and other things with medication, that there are a lot of people even in 12-step programs today who would support that in conjunction with them continuing to work their program, continuing to change behavior patterns, continuing to reinforce who they are as a human being and gain a different sense of power about who they are in the world and what they can be in the world. Now, I had a client even today who I hadn't seen actually in a while. He had moved out of town, and he came into my office and looked worse than I'd ever seen him, and he has been in a very deep depression for a number of months now. Job issues, relationship issues, a lot of things, but the depression's been there a long time. The self-esteem issues have been an issue for a long time. And like with a lot of us who have been depressed, and I include myself in that, I certainly had my share of periods of my life where just getting through and maintaining and succeeding and doing whatever I could do was a struggle. And sometimes I wasn't highly motivated to do it. It was just very difficult. But the very fact that he was showing up, that when he got back into town that he called and came in, says that there is a part of him that wants to reach out, wants some help, and is not ready to die, even though he's had thoughts of that. The important thing is that in his isolation, and I give him a lot of credit for this, because I know that in the darkest places of depression, reaching out and stepping out of the house even is one of the most difficult things somebody can achieve, even in a single day. I give him a lot of credit for showing up in my office, and even though he could hardly set goals or see any sense of hope for himself, he showed up, which to me took strength, took courage, and a way of saying, I want to live and I want to get through this and I need help. And any of you that may be listening who realize that this may be about you too, know that it takes a lot of courage and you have to reach out. You have to be able to do this, or ask somebody close to you, let them know what's going on. Ask them to go with you to a therapist. Ask them to help you do whatever research needs to be done. Most of us feel that we have to do all this on our own, and asking for help is a very difficult thing. So I give him a lot of credit for really being able to step forward, even though there was a big part of his mind that says, I don't want to do this. I don't have the energy. So when we come back after this break, we're going to actually talk about the definition of depression clinically, and talk a little bit more about how it impacts our lives. And later in the show, we'll be talking about self-help and other forms of treatment. Stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, You can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Have you ever wondered what other small businesses do for health benefits? Who hasn't? When you went into business for yourself, you received a rude awakening. It's not an easy task to find affordable benefits. After endless searching and comparisons, discover the National Association for the Self-Employed. They actually specialize in benefits for the self-employed. Not only will you find it's the perfect health benefit package, you'll realize that they offer endless discounts on business and personal benefits, too. They've helped organize home offices and provided answers to all the questions you have on how to get started with your new business. We can't keep this association all to ourselves. You need to call them. Their goal is to improve all aspects of your business, professional, and personal life. NASA's number is 1-800-468-9449. Just in case you didn't catch the number, here it comes again. 1-800-468-9449. The description and availability of this offering may vary by state. That number again is 1-800-468-9449.
Do you really believe in fate? Are you trapped in this world and destined to win or lose regardless? Or is there something you can do to turn your life around? I'm Ronald Dart. Tune in for Born to Win every Sunday morning at 7:30, right here on AM 1100 KFNX. And we'll talk about how God is turning losers into winners.
Hi, I'm Mark Shander, host of Shander Radio, Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the NABC Radio Network. Shander Radio is on every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., beginning with an hour of live talk radio on Family Kitchen Live. Family Kitchen Live is followed on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. by Shander Radio for Kids, an hour of great music programming for our younger listeners. Listen to Shander Radio every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 1100 a.m. KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and today's topic is depression. And again, this is a live call-in show, and the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. I want to talk a little bit about how depression is defined and diagnosed. I know this will get maybe a little bit clinical, but I think it's important to understand the differences between depressions, different types of depressions. As one might expect, depression can present itself as feeling sad or having the blues, the way a lot of people would say. However, sadness may not always be the dominant feeling of a depressed person. Depression can also be experienced as a numb or empty feeling, or perhaps no awareness of feeling at all, as I said earlier. A depressed person may experience a noticeable loss in their ability to feel pleasure about anything. Depression, as viewed by psychiatrists, is an illness in which a person experiences a marked change in their mood and in the way they view themselves and the world. Depression as a significant depressive disorder ranges from short in duration to mild to long-term and very severe, even life-threatening. I want to read one of those sentences again, actually. A depressed person may experience a noticeable loss in their ability to feel pleasure about anything. Depression, as viewed by psychiatrists, is an illness in which a person experiences a marked change in their mood and in the way they view themselves and the world. There are different types of depression. There's what's called a major depression, which is manifested by a combination of symptoms, which we'll talk about in a moment, that interfere with the ability to work, sleep, eat, and enjoy once pleasurable activities. These disabling episodes of depression can occur once, twice, or several times in a lifetime. That's major depression. The less severe type of depression is called dysthymia, which involves long-term chronic symptoms that do not disable but keep you from functioning at full steam, so to speak, or from just feeling good. Sometimes people with dysthymia also experience major depressive episodes. Then there is the depression part of bipolar depression, which is manic depression illness, which has also very severe, deep, dark places, and it's part of the down cycle of the manic and depressive illness. There's another form, which we're not going to get into all of these, but there are just different forms of it. There's what's called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, or SAD, is a pattern of depressive illness in which symptoms recur every winter. This form of depressive illness often is accompanied by such symptoms as marked decrease in energy, increased need for sleep, and carbohydrate craving. And then a number of people might relate to postpartum depression, which is mild moodiness and blues, which are very common after having a baby, but when symptoms are more than mild or last more than a few days, help really needs to be sought out. And I talked a little bit earlier about the loss of a loved one. You know, how is bereavement different from depression? Well, full depressive symptoms frequently is a normal reaction to the death of a loved one or bereavement, with feelings of depression and such associated symptoms as poor appetite, weight loss, and insomnia. However, a morbid preoccupation with worthlessness, prolonged and marked functional impairment, and marked psychomotor retardation are uncommon and suggest that the bereavement is complicated by the development of a major depression. In other words, bereavement's normal when you've lost someone, and it may not even be through death. It may be through a divorce. It may be through, you know, maybe the loss of a job or a move. Bereavement and grieving is normal, and the symptoms look like depression. But when that experience or that situation triggers it and you can't get out of it and it keeps lasting, then there are other issues that need to be dealt with. So if we get back to depression, and there are certain symptoms that we tend to look for. And if you think about it, depression is really a whole body illness. It involves your body, your mood, your thoughts. It affects the way you eat and sleep, the way you feel about yourself, the way you think about things. A depressive disorder is not just a passing blue mood. It's not even a sign of personal weakness or a condition that can be willed away or wished away. People with a depressive illness cannot merely just pull themselves together and get better. And without treatment, symptoms can last for weeks, months, or years, and appropriate treatment actually can help over 80% of those who suffer from depression. Now, what are the symptoms of depression? Some of them I've mentioned, but we'll go through them again. Persistent, sad, anxious, or an empty mood. Feelings of hopelessness and pessimism. Feelings of guilt. Worthlessness, helplessness, loss of interest or pleasure in hobbies, activities that you once enjoyed, including sex, insomnia, early morning awakening or oversleeping, appetite and or weight loss or overeating and weight gain, decreased energy, fatigue, being slowed down, thoughts of death or suicide and maybe even suicide attempts, restlessness, irritability, difficulty concentrating and remembering and making decisions, and persistent physical symptoms that do not respond to treatment, such as headaches, digestive disorders, and chronic pain. Now, each and any one of these, many of us will experience at different times, but combined and persistently a number of these, then we're dealing with depression. We'll talk more about it when we come back, so stay tuned.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
1 million children a year are born drug or alcohol exposed, and over one-third of those children's mothers are dead before the child's fifth birthday. Since the 1970s, New Arizona Family Incorporated has been providing the love and care needed to get a healthy start in life. If you are a female 18 or over, pregnant or unable to stay sober in your current environment, the New Arizona Family Incorporated wants you to call them immediately at 602-248-7864. That's 602-248-7864. For 30 years, they have been rebuilding lives and putting families back together. New Arizona Family is a proud sponsor of the Talk About Recovery show.
Do you take vitamin supplements? Are you trying to lose weight? 180 million Americans supplement without knowing what is appropriate for their specific metabolic needs. In the past, customization of vitamin supplements was only available to top athletes and the wealthy. Now you can scientifically customize your supplements for your health and weight loss needs at an affordable price. Please call Dr. Corrine O'Brien at 480-970-6116. That's 480-970-6116.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefit.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. Today's topic is depression, and we're talking actually a little bit about clinical depression and as it compares to more situational depression. I mentioned earlier, and I'm not going to get into a lot of technical stuff about what causes depression from a clinical standpoint. It's a brain chemistry issue. And a lot of people believe that, and I tend to believe that too. There are a lot of things that cause alteration in brain chemistry, and sometimes it actually is a situation. It's grieving, it's trauma, and the body has a way of healing and restoring things, but sometimes it gets blocked, sometimes it gets stuck, sometimes we have beliefs that have been embedded in us about our own lack of self-worth and things like that. So when that brain chemistry gets out of whack, so to speak, it makes it difficult for us to get past a lot of our negative beliefs and a lot of behavior patterns that can be very self-destructive, which is important to realize that that depression needs to be taken very seriously, because it really can be potentially a fatal illness. And what we're talking about with that is someone who's very depressed, if it's gone unchecked for a long time and people don't have the resources to reach out and get help, suicide attempts and suicide can be a result of that. And some of you may know people that have attempted suicide or have achieved suicide, and that depressed state was a big part of it, that sense of hopelessness. But depression can also be fatal in other ways, too. The body getting worn down and not wanting to go on, not eating right, not getting exercise. When you're emotionally depressed, I believe our immune systems are depressed also, which means we're more susceptible for picking up diseases and illnesses. When we're depressed, we're less conscious of keeping ourselves safe. We're more capable of taking risks that are unnecessary and dangerous, and maybe it's a subconscious death wish that allows us to be speeding when we're depressed, or doing drugs and alcohol, or being around the wrong people, or picking a fight with the wrong person. So in that sense, also, depression is a potentially fatal illness and needs to be taken seriously. The other aspect of what we're talking about is situational depression. Not all depressions are long-term clinical depressions. For many people, like I said, it could be something like the loss of a job. It could be, there are a lot of psychological triggers. Think about it. Stereotypically, a man loses the job that he's had, that had defined him to himself and others, whether that definition was executive or breadwinner. Think of the woman who'd spent her whole life preparing for and living the role of wife, supporter, caretaker, is suddenly left alone by a divorce or a death. In general, any life change often caused by events beyond one's control, which damages the structure that gave life meaning, can trigger that brain chemistry shift and depression. Now, any of those things can trigger bereavement, grieving, sadness. It's a major trauma, losing one's job, no longer having a sense of self as a caretaker, whatever, however one's been defined. Okay, but getting stuck in that pattern is when it turns into a serious depression. And genuine life events, like I've been saying, that are most often associated with depression can be varied. But the distinguishing features of these events are loss of self-determination, of empowerment, of self-confidence. Loss of self-determination, of empowerment, or of self-confidence. And more profoundly, a loss of self, of the abilities or activities that a person identifies with himself or herself. Now, the ability of a person to respond to such an event will depend on many factors, including a genetic predisposition, support from friends, their physical health, and even for some people are affected by the weather. It can also depend on internal psychological factors, which may best be explored in talk therapy. Why is the person's self-esteem so bound up in the position or state that has been lost? Can he or she find a new source of self-esteem? And this is where therapy can really be an immense help. I mentioned a little bit about the genetic stuff. Yes, there are a lot of things dealing with brain chemistry. I know that ADD is considered to run in families, depression, bipolarism. You know, there's certain genetic makeup that contributes to this, but all of it can be treatable. Just to say, well, it's in my genes, doesn't mean you can't work on it, doesn't mean you can't break the pattern, doesn't mean that some therapy and a combination of whatever other help that you could reach out for couldn't make a difference. Just because your parents were like that or your grandparents were like that doesn't mean you have to. It's the same thing with any kind of psychological issue, any type of behavior. Just because this is the way our family always did it doesn't mean it's the way it has to continue. You could be the one to break the pattern, and your life really depends on it, don't you think? So, think for a moment about a time when you were sad. Think for a moment about a time where you were sad and had difficulty getting out of the sadness. Think for a moment, maybe it's very easy for you to think of a time, and maybe it's right now, where you were truly depressed, stuck, feeling hopeless. In the past, what got you out of it? Was it all of a sudden you woke up one morning and weren't feeling that way anymore? It was the wave of it just kind of moved beyond? Was it something that you did, something someone else did for you? There are a lot of things that we need to be aware of to help ourselves, therapy being one of them. But the support of loved ones, if they're around. And unfortunately, for some people, the depression is there because there's been no support from loved ones. But think for a moment. In the past, what got you out of that depression? What helped you lift? What were you able to do for yourself? Or what did someone do for you to help you start moving again? And if so, did you ever thank them? Have you ever acknowledged it? Were you even aware of it? And again, this is something very important. We're going to talk for a moment about what somebody can do to help themselves. We've talked about antidepressants, and I'm not going to get into the various antidepressants that are out there because I'm not a scientist, and even though I'm a therapist and I'm aware of a lot of different ones, that's really not what this show's about. That is a component of the work that needs to be done to help someone deal with depression, the antidepressants. But what else can we do for ourselves to help ourselves? First of all, obviously, it starts with acknowledging the fact that we're depressed. Just like with anything else, telling the truth faster about how we're really feeling, how stuck we are, and not letting our pride, shame, embarrassment, like with anything, get in the way of our lives. This is one of the most important things. All of us get depressed. Some people know how to hide it, and that's why, unfortunately, those people that hide it usually the more dangerous cases, because it sneaks up on everyone else, because everybody said they've always had a smile on the face, they always have a great sense of humor, but they're just hurting inside so much and so afraid that anyone would know that they're not who everyone thinks they are. The same thing when people are gay and, you know, they're trying to stay in the closet. It's whatever the issues are in people's lives, hiding from it makes it more dangerous. So stay tuned, and we're going to talk about helping ourselves and helping our loved ones when we come back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website, at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
With the anointing of Christ and the spiritual gifts of healing and miracles flowing through Him to you, Reverend Larry Foote of Graceland Ministry brings you to his show, The King, every Sunday evening, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX, where you can listen to a host of uplifting gospel music, listen to Reverend Foote while he brings you the uncompromised Word of God and how it brings deliverance of the spirit, soul, and body as being made whole. If you have questions of your own salvation or want to lend your own insight on how the Lord has worked miracles in your life, Reverend Foote also invites you to call in on his show, The King, where you can convey your own thoughts and feelings of God. Join Graceland Ministries as Reverend Larry Foote shows you through his show, The King, how the Word of God can fill you with all the blessings that can be yours.
Waking Up in America is a radio magazine exclusively heard on KFNX every Monday at 9 a.m. The editors and guests celebrate causing powerful and playful planetary conversation that makes a difference. Waking Up in America rocks with great ideas, information, fabulous relationships, and progressively provocative interviews. This is one program you don't want to miss. So please join us every Monday at 9 a.m. for an hour of fun, information, and inquiry.
Do you often fight with your mate? Would you like to find more happiness in your relationship? Every Wednesday at 12 noon, relationship counselor and personal consultant Daphne Levy hosts Real Solutions. Find real solutions to drug and alcohol abuse, to relationship and personal problems, because something can be done to make life a bit better. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 noon, right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic has been depression. And what I want to talk about now is, first of all, how can family and friends help somebody who's depressed? Most of us know somebody who's been in this situation. And a lot of this stuff holds true even if it's not about depression, but there's somebody that you love that's really stuck with something going on in their lives. Now, one of the most important things anyone can do for depressed people is to help them get an appropriate diagnosis and treatment. Now, this may involve encouraging the individual to stay with the treatment until the symptoms begin to improve, which could be several weeks, or to seek different treatment if no improvement ever occurs. And something that I really encourage, and I know that some people would say, well, I mean, I don't want to be codependent, I don't want to be, you know, enabling or anything like that. But, you know, there is a time and a place to really take someone by the hand and be there for them. And sometimes it may even require making the appointment for somebody with a therapist or a doctor, maybe even accompanying, you know, that friend or loved one to the doctor or to the therapist. And maybe even at first monitoring whether that person who's depressed is even taking their medications and following through on things. I mean, I have clients that when I'm working with them, including the client this morning, where, you know, they're instructed, whether they're seeing me that day or not, that every day for a while, I want a phone call from them. I want to know that they're okay. I want to know that, you know, whatever it is they've accomplished, that if they need a few words of encouragement or some guidance or maybe even some instruction at first, to me that's very important, especially if there's no one else doing that with them. Now, the second most important thing is to offer emotional support. And sometimes it's difficult because maybe until it's diagnosed, you've been living with this individual for years, and you're tired of the story and tired of them being stuck. And most of the discomfort for you usually is because you're feeling helpless yourself, that there's nothing you can do to fix this quickly. But the emotional support is really important, and it involves understanding and patience, affection, and encouragement. It sometimes means engaging the person who's depressed in conversation and listen very carefully. And don't put them down or make them wrong for any of their feelings that they're expressing. But sometimes it's important to take a more cognitive reality approach, which is pointing out realities and offering hope, you know, doing reality checks about what their depressed mind is saying that they believe about something that's going on in the world. Or in their world. Don't ignore remarks about suicide. You know, always report them to the doctor or the therapist if you have access to that. And, you know, invite the depressed friend or loved one to go for walks, outings, movies, and other activities. Be gently insistent if your invitation is refused. Encourage participation in some activities that once gave pleasure, such as hobbies, sports, religious, or cultural activities, but do not push the depressed person to undertake too much too soon. Even if they're getting out to do one thing in a particular day, that's a lot for that individual if they've been stuck for a long while. The depressed person needs diversion and needs company, but too many demands can actually increase the feelings of failure, because they're feeling so hopeless that, you know, they're now feeling like the expectations are up, and it's very important not to set them up for that again. So there are a lot of things that you can do for that friend or loved one. But there's also, for the person who's listening who is depressed, there are things you can do to help yourself. And these are things that you can do that are simply done on a day-to-day basis. Some of this stuff you can actually find written out for you. There's a website called www.faqs.org, or Frequently Asked Questions is the name of it, faqs.org. And then do a search for depression. There's quite a bit of material on there that's very plainly put and easy for anyone to grasp and understand and to share with other people. So, how can you help yourself through depression on a day-to-day basis? Okay. In addition to therapy and possibly medication, there's a lot of things you can be doing. And sometimes, you know, these are things that would apply to almost any treatment. A lot of these things I suggest to clients that may not be dealing with depression, like keeping a journal, writing, moving those feelings and putting it down in writing. You sometimes are really surprised at the things that you start seeing your own mind communicating. And I'll give you a few more of those things when we come back after this break and a few closing remarks. Stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com.
stuart@telltheTruthFaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.TellTheTruthFaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.TellTheTruthFaster.com today.
Whether you are the biggest tech head or just a basic working stiff, chances are you deal with some sort of time-saving device. But did you ever wonder where all of these little wonders came from? Well, they all started from the same gate, the human mind. But it was the people who had the proper determination and drive that actually made it to the finish line. If you think you might have a good idea for an invention, but aren't quite sure where to start, tune into Inventors Success Stories. This weekly show is dedicated to encouraging the independent ingenuity that is necessary to be a successful inventor. That's Inventors Success Stories, Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock, only here on Hot Talk, AM 1100 KFNX, brought to you by Advent Molded Products Incorporated.
Do you really believe in fate? Are you trapped in this world and destined to win or lose regardless? Or is there something you can do to turn your life around? I'm Ronald Dart. Tune in for Born to Win every Sunday morning at 7:30, right here on AM 1100 KFNX. And we'll talk about how God is turning losers into winners.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed psychotherapist in Los Angeles. And tonight's topic has been depression. We've covered a lot of areas, but I do want to, you know, leave you with a few thoughts and ideas about how one can help themselves besides journaling, which I mentioned before the break, reading, books, not necessarily about depression or anything, but maybe just some good fiction that will take you away, when you need a little break from things. Songs and music that are uplifting to you, not songs that I remember in college when I used to get depressed. My friends knew I was depressed when I put certain Judy Collins albums on the stereo and who were the others? There were about three or four performers that I would put on whenever I was really depressed, and I would just kind of let it take me deeper. And that's not what I'm suggesting, actually. Movement, whether it's taking walks or putting on some music and dancing, going out dancing, whatever you can do, even if you have to push yourself. Getting hugs, without overeating or eating the wrong things, make sure you have a meal that really moves you, something that is really a favorite of yours. Take a bath or a bubble bath. Rent movies or go see movies, but particularly comedies. Phone a friend, buy yourself a gift, do something especially and unexpectedly nice for someone else, as maybe even do something like that for yourself. When you're really capable, volunteer work. It's the most healthy and wonderful way to get out of yourself and put a little perspective on things and feel more productive. It's very important. There's lists of these things, particularly on that website I mentioned. One thing I also want to say is do not rely on your doctor or therapist to know everything. Do some reading yourself. Some of what is available to read yourself may be wrong, but much of it actually will shed some light on what's going on for you. In other words, take some responsibility as soon as you can to educating yourself about all this. There's so much more, obviously, I could be talking about with this. That article from the LA Times closed with, other surveys have suggested that about 5% of the U.S. population, roughly 14 million people, could benefit from treatment for depression. But the study suggests that only about half that number are actually receiving care. Now, remember also, with all these things about self-help, remember that when we're lost in that darkness, It's also because there's a real sense of disconnect from spirit, from whatever you want to call it, higher power, love, spirit, soul. That's what taking those walks can help you with, getting back into nature, praying, whether there's something that moves you through meditation, through movement. You know, this is all part of it. There is also, I want to close with a poem from a book I've read from before called Dancing Moons. And the poems are by Nancy Wood, and these are all Native American in their theme. And this is about May, corn planting moon. May's great path of the moon is acceptance. You don't have forever, so why worry about things you cannot change? What bothers you today will not bother you a year from now. You'll wonder what made you so angry, so sad. Perhaps you have to trip over a few more rocks in order to find your direction. Accept it, lying face down on the earth until it answers your prayer for meaning. If those who stand in your way cast a shadow on your life, remember you can always step aside. It's probably sunnier on the other side of the path anyway, and fewer stones besides. Life demands so much. Often so little seems to return, no matter how hard you try. What matters is that you have some hope and strength and perseverance. Did you think you would ever be thanked? What do you do when people hurt you? If you love them, practice kindness. If you don't love them, practice detachment. Acceptance means you've grown up enough to handle the situation. Before I say goodnight tonight, I want to let you know that finally, on my website for the show, tellthetruthfaster.com, all of the shows I've done, well, all of them up until about 4 weeks ago, you can now listen to any of them that you've missed or want to hear again, because they're all on streaming audio on the website, tellthetruthfaster.com. And you can also email me on that site, and I'd like your thoughts and ideas about the program, your opinions, if something is striking you one way or the other. I'd be interested in knowing, and I'll do my best to respond to your emails. So just remember that the website now, you can listen to all the shows. I want to thank my friend Patrick Strait for making that happen, and Moonslice, who are my hosts, for getting all that together. And stay tuned for next week's show, and hopefully you'll tune in. Okay? Thanks for listening tonight.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening. So